Our final scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. You can find this starting on page 1630 of your pew Bibles. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he went ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay I'm still. Let's see. Did I come back in? Okay. We'll see what happens. So he came down at once and welcomed Jesus gladly. All the people who saw this began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save what was lost." As I was deciding what I was going to preach on this week, I looked at the lectionary passages for this week, and I was like, I don't want to preach on any of them. And I didn't use the lectionary last week, so I looked at last week's. And I saw Zacchaeus, and I was like, I can preach on Zacchaeus. And then as I was preparing the sermon, I realized it's Pledge Sunday. And I have a problem with this passage on Pledge Sunday, because if you read it, and you're like me, you hear Zacchaeus say, I give away half of my possessions. And Jesus is like, salvation has come to this house, and you're like, half of the possessions, that's what got Zacchaeus his salvation. And so, obviously, that's the gold standard, right? You need to give away half of your possessions for Jesus to come to your house and offer you salvation. So everyone here, I need you to open your checkbooks and give half of your possessions. Pastor needs a jet and a vet to do his ministry faster. Do it! Don't like this passage. It just doesn't hit me right. And obviously, that was not the intent of the story. Obviously, that's a bad reading of it. But there's something about that just struck me as, it's Pledge Sunday, and I'm going to be telling you to fill out your pledge cards, turn in your pledge cards, telling a half of his possessions. Oh my gosh, this is driving me nuts. I'm going to switch. Brian? Thanks, Brian. Okay, let's do this differently. Oh, drives me nuts. Okay. So, oh no, but I got to be down there for this part. What? I can try the handheld. Let's see what happens. They're on this one? Excellent. Okay. So, I was like, okay, there's got to be something about this passage, a string that I can tug that I love about this passage, or can at least reach out. And I was like, there's something about this passage that somebody's got to make the joke, so I'll just lean into it. Short character, short pastor, match made in heaven or somewhere else. So I'm just gonna go through this step by step, and I have an actual visual representation for you guys to get the image. Can I get Alex and Tom and Bob and Brian and Carl to come forward? I'm looking around to see if anyone else meets my requirements. And then can I get a volunteer? Perfect. All right. So I need you all to line up in front of me, and I need you to have a number on, like, show me a number to see if I can figure it out. So you guys should probably get pretty close together. Can anyone see me? And I can't see Caitlin. So I'm going to guess Caitlin has 4 up. 3. Close. But I mean, imagine this. Like, this is, I can't get over there. Like, and this is not a big crowd. I can find my window and peek through. But there's just something about, like, all of the tall people. Oh, I could have had John come forward, too. Add to the list. Just being the short guy and trying to see. Yeah, there we go. And John's going to block my window. Excellent. All right, you guys can sit down. I just thought it would, that visual representation of Zacchaeus is short, and he wants to see Jesus. And as a fellow short person, I get it. I do. I completely get it. Zacchaeus, like, you want to see through, and you can't. Like, even jumping, like, I couldn't get over. So Zacchaeus is short, and Zacchaeus is rich. So let me ask the 6 of you that were up here, if I had offered you $20, which one of you would have moved? At least those two would have. What if I went up to $50? Still not getting Tom. Tom's holding out. Well, I don't even know if I have... I don't even know how much I have in my wallet, and I'm not writing a check for this. But Zacchaeus is rich, and yet he still has the bad spot. He can't buy his way forward in the crowd. Can't do it. No one wants to let him through. It's just not good. He's rich. He's got all of this. But it's not doing him any good in this moment. Zacchaeus is short. Zacchaeus is rich. And Zacchaeus is known. Everyone knows Zacchaeus. The second Jesus is like, down, please. I need to go to your house. Everyone else just starts grumbling. The whole, like... It doesn't give you specific people, so you can just assume the crowd just starts grumbling. Like, really? Him? The sinner. And it's that special sinner word that we get that means, like, the lowest of the low, the outcast, the never clean kind of sinner. Everyone knows Zacchaeus, and everyone hates Zacchaeus. So Zacchaeus is short. Zacchaeus is rich. Zacchaeus is known and despised. Probably should have put that in there. And Zacchaeus is ethical. Like, I don't want to get into a huge treatise on the ethics of tax collecting and if taxes are good or bad. I don't want a socialist and a libertarian up here yelling at each other trying to determine what level of taxes are good. But if we take Zacchaeus at his word, and let's be careful here, we never take anyone fully at their word, even in Scripture, but if we take Zacchaeus at his word, he's never overcharging. Part of what made the tax collectors so despised is they overcharged. Like, you have a guy with a sword there, you can get more than you're entitled to, because the guy has a sword. Zacchaeus didn't do that. According to his word, he's like, I always just collected what I was entitled. And if I ever overcollected, I repaid fourfold. Like Zacchaeus is the good tax collector, according to him. If this is true, then Jericho should have been throwing parades for him. They should have been praying that he and the people that were under him were the ones collecting taxes for each of these people. Because they were doing it, like, you just had to pay what you owed. You didn't have to pay anything else. They should have been celebrating him. But Zacchaeus was a tax collector. That's what Zacchaeus was. And so these people could see nothing more than tax collector. They could see nothing more than sinner. There was nothing else for them to see. I struggled with this because of that connection between Zacchaeus' giving and Christ saying that salvation has entered the house. And I am very much a good Reformed Presbyterian, works do not equal righteousness sort of person. But there's something there about showing up, about responding to the good news and showing up. There's something there about Zacchaeus realizing that he's never going to get through the crowd, but he wants to meet and see who this person is. And so he does this undignified thing of climbing up in a tree. Definitely not the thing a man of his wealth and status should have done. But he did it because he wanted to see. He showed up. And when it came to his wealth, before this, Jesus had told the rich man, give away everything, and Zacchaeus gives away half. He does it imperfectly. He's still quite wealthy. He can afford to give away half of everything he has and still be wealthy. But he does it. And clearly, even if it's he's going to give it away or he currently gives it away, giving this away has done nothing for his social standing. Again, giant donors get recognized. They get plaques. They get awards. They get trophies. They get ceremonies. Giant donors get ceremonies. And yet, Zacchaeus gets nothing out of this. He's just giving. And giving for justice and giving for the needy. Not for his own glory, not to boost his own profile, but to just give. He's responding to the good news. He's responding imperfectly. Do not misunderstand me, but he's responding. He's showing up. He's doing something with the good news. The letter of James tells us works, faith without works is dead. I know the translations word it differently, but that's the gist of it. Faith without works is dead. And again, we cannot receive salvation from our works. But if we are responding to the good news, we have to do something. Something. When Jesus tells Zacchaeus, you are a child of Abraham. You are a child of God. Salvation has entered this house. He's putting away all of the people that wanted to cast him aside. He is saying, despite what these people say about you, you are a child of God. And you have responded to that. So I say to you, try to point at all of you. And Jim, you are a child of God. Period. You are a child of God. How are you responding to the good news? How are you responding to the love of Christ? I'm not looking for perfection. I'm not trying to tie this to your pledge. Please do not hear that. But simply, how are you responding to the good news of Jesus Christ?